Welcome to Agora Sports Network. My name is Carrie Tollefson, a member of the 2004 Olympic team, where I ran the 1500 meters. In addition, I'm a wife, a mother of three kids under the age of 14, a weekly podcast host of See Tally Run, and a commentator and analyst for such news outlets like ESPN and NBC. And if that's not enough, I'm your host today interviewing a fellow Olympian, Ellie St. Pierre. Ellie is a track and field athlete who specializes in middle distance and long distance running. She recently won a gold medal in the 3,000 meters at the 2024 World Athletic Indoor Games in Scotland, and also represented the United States at the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. Elle, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is going to be so much fun to chat with you. First of all, Ellie, super excited for you. You are just coming off of winning the World Championship. So tell us how you're feeling and what's been going on since.
I've been feeling really good. You know, obviously that was the race of my life. And so it's just been kind of a roller coaster of emotions since then. It took a little bit of time for it to sink in, like what I had done, you know, and then next thing I knew, I was on the plane back home. And then I was here, you know, in Vermont, just back in the barn, and everything is back to normal.
I love it. Well, and it was kind of a wild time because your husband, Jamie, came over with your baby, Ivan, who I can't really even say is baby anymore. He just turned one.
I know. I still call him a baby.
I do. I call my babies babies. But listen, I mean, like, you win a world championship and 2 days later, he turns 1 year old. Like, there is so much to unpack right there.
Right. Yeah. I know. Seriously, what a weekend for our family, right?
Yeah. The whole time coming back, like 6 months after you have your baby, you run 4:23 for the mile, which is blazing. You know, you've run 4:16, but 4:23 is still blazing. And then things just really started to click. So in that year, how do you think you went from being a new mom to just getting back into shape to then running American records and going back to the world indoors where you were a silver medalist, already have done great things, but then you crossed the finish line first. So how do you think you got there?
You know, I think a lot of things helped me get there. I definitely was really motivated. I'd say that was probably my biggest factor. I took time off from running during my pregnancy, and it gave me a whole new perspective on my running career and my passion for running. Taking that break made me appreciate it more and made me enjoy it more. And I felt like I had a lot to prove coming back, because I felt like people were like, oh, she's pregnant, there goes her career. Like, I definitely got comments like that. And so that was part of the motivation. But as I was getting into it, I realized that it was what I really wanted. I really wanted to come back fast. And well, I mean, I wanted to come back. I didn't necessarily have a timeline, but I'm not a patient person. So it did happen fast. Like, I think the second day I was home, I was out walking on the roads, and I just saw the memory on my phone come up, actually. You know, I was out walking in the snow a year ago, like today, with Ivan in a little bundle and my jacket. I didn't like sitting. And, you know, even though I was taking care of a newborn and running on absolutely no sleep and, you know, figuring out nursing and everything, like, that was a lot of energy. I still just, like, didn't like being cooped up in the house. And so from the first few weeks, I was out active on the roads, and then I started running, and I just didn't put a lot of pressure on myself, and I just tried to stay consistent and go based on how I was feeling. Obviously, didn't race last that summer until September, but I also just think I've had a lot of support from the right people and my sponsors and my family and my friends, all of them supporting me and, you know, helping watch Ivan when I need, and moral supporting me and telling me that I'm strong and that I could do it.
Yeah.
All those factors.
It was really fun for me. We interview all types of athletes, but as a runner and as an Olympic runner, it's been really fun watching your journey. You know, when I was a mom, I didn't know that I would be able to come back. And it's been so cool because in every post-race interview, you are like, I'm doing it for the moms. Like, yeah. And also doing it for the youth sport families who we're talking to. Like, you want to be this role model for Ivan and all the little kids that are looking up to you. I mean, it's been really cool to hear you talk about that that's a driving force for you.
Oh, definitely. It's probably one of the best parts, thinking about all the kids that I inspire. Like, it never gets old. There was a little girl that, like, dressed up as me the other day because they were supposed to dress up as, like, their idols. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, so many that I went to high school with, her daughter dressed up as me, and like they showed me the picture, and it just like, oh my god, it's just so sweet. You know, she had the sunglasses and her New Balance clothes on and shoes, and it was just so cute. You know, that never old. And just being a strong woman and athlete to inspire the next generation is definitely the best part of my job. But I also am really looking forward to the day that Ivan understands and can see the pictures of him at a race and see me there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be so fun to see what he chooses, because Jamie is not a runner, your husband.
Right. Yeah, well, he did all the sports in high school, but running was not his favorite. But he did do cross country for 3 years, actually. He did.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He always said it was because he wanted to get in shape for like basketball. And I think somebody was like, yeah, that's why. He was totally doing it because he wanted to hang out with me.
That's great. I love it. I mean, you two have such a great partnership, but I do want to hear about your life as a well-rounded athlete, because you spent a lot of time in the court, on the court. Uh-huh. You were a basketball player and you did all the things. So let's maybe get back to your youth and how you started in sport and what you enjoyed about it.
So like ever since I was a young kid, I was, you know, always active on the farm. And, you know, I think sports just kind of came natural. My older sister did a lot of sports, so that definitely inspired me to do sports. And I just kind of did all of them. I played soccer my freshman year of high school in the fall. I did not run cross country. And then I played basketball. That was my favorite sport, was basketball. So I played that for as long as I can remember. I did track in the spring of my freshman year. So that was the first time I ran. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then we started cross country then a year before. But I really like was going to play softball that spring. And one of the basketball coaches, actually, who also coached track, saw me at tryouts for basketball. We had to run like a mile or something. And I basically just like blew everybody out of the water. And so he really encouraged me to run track that spring. So that's how I got into it. He helped me get ready for the track season in between basketball and track. And we would go after school or whatever, and he would drive his truck on the side of the road next to me while I'm driving. And actually, it was a funny story. One time, somebody like called because they thought this guy was like stalking me.
Uh-oh.
He got pulled over.
Oh, no.
The most supportive, you know, coach, and just trying to help me. But then the next year, my history teacher at the time started the cross country team. And so he started coaching that team, and I became pretty close with him. I still talk to him pretty often. He's been a big role model in my life. And yeah, so then I started cross country, and I loved cross country in high school.
Yeah, it's funny. My dad and I got pulled over once too. We had like the lights on and everything on the cop car. They thought we were running in the lane. And my dad was the city attorney. And he's like, first of all, I wouldn't do that. And second of all, I'm her dad running with this, like, you know, 14-year-old. I'm not going to put her in the lane.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So maybe those two cops should have some conversations about who they pulled over.
It was actually the Border Patrol that pulled us over, because we live up on the border. So there's a lot of them around.
Oh, my goodness. It makes for great stories. You know, like, I think that's the fun thing. Now, probably looking back as a world champion, I mean, you've been through so much ups and downs in this sport, but what do you think it is about it? Like, why do you think you are so driven to sport? What could you tell youth sport families that are, you know, excited about maybe the future for a child of theirs? Like, what is it about it?
I mean, I'm definitely very competitive. I think that's one of the reasons why I like playing sports and running track. It's, you know, really rewarding, the challenges of it. And you kind of like get out what you put in type of thing. But I just am very thankful for how I was raised. I was never like pressured to play sports or told that I had to. And I also know like there's an element of my family's that we had the farm. And so that was a big part of my life as a kid. And I did 4-H, and I was always working on the farm, and I had a lot of responsibilities there, and we didn't hire a lot of help. So my dad really relied on us kids to do a lot of the work, but they never said like, you can't play sports because we need you at home. You know, like they were always so supportive. And my dad was always really late to all my games, but he showed up, you know, and I don't know, they had a lot of fun with it, and it wasn't ever putting so much pressure on me to be the best athlete or getting mad at the coach because I didn't have playing time or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just like a fun thing that we did, and I'm really thankful for that. I think that's definitely played a role in the longevity of my career as an athlete.
I think you said two really important things that has been sort of a theme throughout our first season of Journey Together, where athletes that have made the Olympic team, that have won gold medals, that have won world championships, everyone has said they've had fun, or they had fun when they were growing up in sport. It wasn't something they were pushed really hard to do. And then another thing you said was that your parents showed up, like they made it to events. They came and they showed that your hard work was important. They wanted to support you.
Yeah, it just meant so much. Like, you know, I think as a kid, like it might be hard to like say that. And even now, like to your parents, but like, God, I'm going to cry.
Oh, this is great. This is true emotion. It's what it's about.
Just like my dad's like so excited. Like they're so excited. And my, you know, my parents came to everything. And I remember like going to my sister's games, even, you know, and seeing them excited about my sister's games. And so then when I got older, it was cool to see them that excited about my games, you know. Mm-hmm. And we drove all over the state, you know, late at night, and they were always there. Yeah.
They were always there. I think that is so important. And people sometimes put Olympians and elite athletes on this huge pedestal. But I mean, you just showed your emotion and your almost 30, you have a child of your own, but you still love remembering that mom and dad cared.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was a big part of it.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Don Pablo Coffee. If you're interested in quality coffee, fresh to order, roasted in small batches in the timeless Latin American traditions of roasting, then Don Pablo Coffee is for you. Check them out at donpablocoffee.com. And use the promo code AGORA at checkout for additional savings off your first order. One of the things that I loved about your recent posts when you were in Scotland was you were taking pictures by the cows. And you had like some of the other American athletes doing the same thing. But that to me just shows who you are. Like you have really kept your, I don't know, like just how you grew up, like who you are in a forefront. Like, you're not only sponsored by milk companies or cheese companies, like New Balance is obviously your main sponsor, but like that is really something that is stuck with you, your roots on the farm. Can you talk a little bit about how that continues to keep you grounded and fill your life up?
Yeah, I think I'm really proud of the fact that I've just stayed true to myself and been authentic. You know, I don't think I could be any other way if I tried, but just like growing up on the farm has been one of the biggest blessings in my life. Like I love this lifestyle. I love being a farm kid. I've always been proud to be a farm kid, and going to college was definitely hard because I was away from home and, you know, missed that aspect, but definitely made me appreciate it more. Going out into the world, realizing that not everybody grows up like that, that I was different, that it was something special, only added to me loving it more and wanting to stay true to it. And, you know, I'm just really thankful now that I married a dairy farmer, and so I can work on a farm still and raise my kids on the farm. You know, when I'm home, it's just funny because, you know, I was in Scotland and then we flew home and then I was out in the barn with the cows. And guess what? The cows don't know that I just won a world champion. They're, you know, still going to poop on me.
But, I love it. So will the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, tell us a little bit about your journey into the professional world. I mean, you do talk about being at home a lot, but there are sacrifices that you do to be able to be the best in the world, which is so fun to say. But you took Ivan for a little bit to do an altitude training camp this winter. I mean, you know, you have to be away from home at times, and that has to be super hard.
Yeah, that's definitely the hardest part, I would say. Going to altitude has been a huge part of my success, I would say. It's just like I've responded really well to the training and, you know, just being there, focusing on your training and spending that time with the team and training with all kinds of athletes from all over the world. You know, that's been a big part of it. So I know that it's important. And I think I just tell myself that it's just what I have to do as part of the job. So I go out there and try to like plan as much ahead as I can, you know, thinking about when Jamie's going to visit or, you know, we're talking about my mom coming out and possibly Jamie's mom coming out. So that's definitely helping me. But we did just do, you know, 4 weeks away and then 3 weekends in a row races after that, 1 week break. And then we went to Scotland. Luckily, when I went to Scotland, Jamie and Ivan came. So that definitely helped. But it's just, you just kind of get used to the travel. It's definitely hard. I think, you know, honestly, this was the best trip I've ever had to Flagstaff. And I probably would say that's because Ivan was with me.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of, you know, we got our own house because I didn't want Ivan to be keeping people up. And he kind of needs his space and stuff. So we got into a routine and I just was busy, you know, between runs. And I think that's something I struggled with before, where I was kind of trying to find things to do, but also trying to rest between practices and stuff. And so now I had Ivan and he's like, kind of like home, you know?
So true. That is the hardest part, to be away. One of the cool things that you had, though, one of your training partners, Emily Mackay, she was in the 1500 meters over in Scotland and she got a bronze medal. I mean, that to me has to be so fun, knowing that you and a teammate and a dear friend are like chasing after the best in the world and having such huge, not expectations so much. I think that's maybe the right word. You have expectation, but also just these huge goals together that you're trying to chase.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was super excited for her. Like, that was so awesome. She's been training hard and fit. I feel lucky to be able to have teammates like her to work out with. I think it just helps us all get stronger. Like, we help each other get more fit. And it's awesome to have somebody right there with you, like during a really hard session. It's really hard to do on your own. So it's awesome. Thanks to help you get that done. Yeah.
So goals for Paris. I mean, in the track and field world, we have to qualify by placing in the top three and running the standard, which you've got. Do you have that out of the way, Ellie?
I think that my mile time.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
We'll figure that out in June, but you do have to place in the top three, basically. And I think in our country, if you run and place in the top three, you'll have that standard that day at the trials. We're running so fast right now. But do you think you're going to run the 15 or the 5? Is that still up in the air?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
1,500 meters, if people are wondering. What is that? 1,500 meters is just a little bit short of the mile, and the 5,000 meters is 3.1, which you could pick either one. I mean, so many people now, Ellie, and this is me getting real deep into the track and field talk, but so many people are wondering how fast you'd run a 5K in right now after running 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the 3K. It's wild.
Yeah, there's like a conversion. Mark like kind of told me what he thought, but it's just like, I haven't run a
5K. What is it?
He thought it would be like 14, like 15-ish.
Oh, no. I think way fast.
Really?
But you know, Mark Coogan, your coach, is like, he knows his stuff. If you could give any piece of advice to youth sport families, what would you say?
Going back to what I was saying, like supporting your kids and, you know, showing up for them is really important. And just like showing them that it's important to work hard and to have fun. Like, I feel like having that balance is really important. And as a new mom, I would say just really trying to like take it day by day and just soak in the time that you have with your kids, because it's just going by so fast. Like, my kids are my son is not playing sports yet, but it's just, I can't believe he's a year old. Like, I can't believe how fast it's going. So I would just tell them to try to enjoy every stage and just be there and be in the moment with them.
Yeah. I think the big thing right now, everyone's talking about specializing and, you know, really getting their kids into all these camps and different trainings and all these things. I mean, you and I both grew up in rural areas, small towns. We didn't have every piece of equipment you could have, and we still got it done. Like, I think that's a big thing. It'd be cool to hear from you that you don't need all the extra to make it, right?
Yeah, that's definitely it. It's like, that's, I didn't grow up with a track at our school. We just ran out on the roads and definitely have never had all the bells and whistles until now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of the blue collar kind of running and just enjoying it, you know, doing the important things right and the rest will kind of come.
Your mindset when you were younger, did you work on that quite a bit? Like, was there any type of visualization that happened? Did you know of that when you were getting into sport?
No, not really. Like, I kind of feel like I just had like a hard work ethic, but like, I know that I had like a lot of great coaches and stuff, you know, like people who really supported me. But I don't remember ever talking about like, oh, we don't have like as many resources as the other school. You know, I feel like we just like did with what we had. And I, you know, really believed in my coaches and that they knew what they were doing. And, you know, so I feel like we just got it done.
I love that. We got it done because, you know, it's just great. I think it's cool to see how the sport has evolved and that we do have nutritionists and we do have mindset coaching and you know, different sports psychiatrists. But I also think that there's something in us. You have to use that instinct. You have to use what is making you have that fire and that drive. And I think that's okay to not necessarily seek experts all the time and just sort of trust the athlete that they are passionate about to do it. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask, what do you think is crucial in continuing to help grow our sport and help moms get back? I think there's a lot of youth sport moms that are out there that are so pumped that sport is changing in a way that it's allowing moms like you to go to the Olympic Games now. I don't know if you just heard, but I believe they're going to have separate hotel rooms for breastfeeding moms. So if you are at the track or at any venue, you can go to certain places and have your time. Like there's so many cool things that are happening now in sport and especially at high level. So talk about that a little bit, how you see the sport changing and how you'd like to see it continue to change.
Yeah, I did see that. That's like really awesome. I think there's just so many little nuances and like little things that maybe you wouldn't think about before you had kids that become kind of difficult, especially traveling. Like, I think that has been one of the biggest or hardest parts. We were just talking about that. Like, it's hard because you're away from home and away from your family, but it's also hard just like, you know, the logistics of it all. I think like coming back, that was a kind of a shock to me because I felt like I got into a good groove, you know, training and everything and had that all figured out. And then I went to my first race and it's like, oh, I have to figure out, you know, my routine, what my needs are, and Ivan's. On the road, it always looks different. Like your resources are never in. Like you don't really know, like depending on where you are, like what city you're in, like what's available. And you know, like a lot of times you're just like in a small hotel room. And I think one thing that could definitely help is just like childcare. I feel like that's like a big one. I know that USA Track and Field had some childcare set up for athletes at athletes' kids. I mean, at a championship meet. And I thought that was really awesome. You know, that's something I would definitely utilize now. I didn't, you know, necessarily need it when came out, but just like support in ways like that. And you know, obviously financial aid is like everything's more expensive with a kid, but I'm not, you know, really one to like ask for money, but that's something that could help other moms.
Yeah, because let's face it, these kids aren't cheap.
No. No, everything's double now.
It is. Oh my goodness. Okay, last question. If you could have any other Olympian on this show, like what sport, what Olympic athlete intrigues you? Who would you like to hear from?
That's a really hard one.
It is a really hard question. What is your favorite sport to follow in the Olympics besides track?
I mean, I just love watching the gymnastics. Like, I think they're so awesome.
Yeah. So
Yes.
maybe Simone Biles. I mean,
Biles.
we can go for it. Okay. We'll ask for Simone Biles. Well, congratulations on everything. It is so much fun to watch you, and we can just see the smile and the happiness that you have in your life. And congratulations on baby Ivan. We're going to call him baby Ivan for a long time. I don't know if he knows how many aunts he probably really has now, because all of us track athletes think we're his aunt.
Yeah,
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Agora Sports Network, a community that connects and unites Olympians to positively impact amateur sports in the U.S. This podcast, hosted by me, Carrie Tollefson, a member of the 2004 Summer Olympic team, is an engaging series where past and present Olympians share their experiences, challenges, and lessons learned. Our goal, to inform and inspire youth, high school, and college athletes and their families. Until next time, get outside, get active, and share in our love of sport. Visit us online at agorasportsnetwork.com. Subscribe to our email list to be the first to know about Agora News and to get exclusive content.
Let's journey together.